Hell yeah, sur la Web Rock Station on Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio, en direct avec nous ce soir, Mr. Mirka Rantanen de Circus of Rock from Helsinki. Hi Mirka, nice to meet you.
Hi Araka, nice to meet you too.
Hey, how are you?
Really nice to be at you. I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm really fine, and how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you very much. Finally, yes. You are on air. Okay, that's good. Alors, yeah. Ce soir, en direct, Monsieur Mirka Rantanen, qui est un grand monsieur, un grand artiste et surtout musicien en Finlande, très connu. Vous allez comprendre pourquoi d'ici quelques minutes, quand on va développer toute cette l'interview en tout cas. Donc, Circus of Rock, ce soir, projet mené par le batteur Mirka Rantanen, qui est aussi le batteur de son groupe, c'est King Company, qui a sorti son album le 6 août dernier, qui s'appelle Come One, Come All. Mirka, welcome tonight on 213 Rock, Web Rock Station, Vinyl Times, Classic Rock Radio. As you know, we are located in Paris, France, and thank you very much for your very first live interview in France.
Yes, this is very first time in here, so it's nice to talk with you and the people in France.
Okay. Allez, on commence. Mirka, what were your musical influences in the artistic creation of Come One, Come All? Because it's a big project.
Yeah, it's a really big project, and there's a lot of musicians and singers everything started from, you know, 5 years ago when I started to think about recording a solo album, and I didn't do just a traditional solo album. I wanted to focus more on the, you know, great songs that don't happen to have extra drum solos. And I also wanted to include many fantastic friends with whom I have played over the years on this album, and in addition of a couple of great guest singers. But yes, it was a huge project. It takes 1.5 years to make it, and there's a lot of things to do. So I think but finally now it's ready and I'm happy.
Effectivement, c'était il y a 5 ans qu'il a commencé à réfléchir sur ce projet notamment. Il avait pas mal de titres qu'il pouvait pas utiliser accessoirement pour son groupe King Company. Donc il avait des titres comme ça qui s'étendaient un peu dans son PC. Et puis finalement, il a contacté énormément d'amis. Il a des amis, super amis, comme il dit, des fantastiques friends, comme il le dit. Et puis il avait envie de pas faire un album solo traditionnel, c'est-à-dire un truc pour sortir ses idées par rapport à son groupe. Il voulait quelque chose de supplémentaire. Donc il a eu cette idée d'inviter énormément d'amis et finalement ce projet a pris 1 an et demi pour le composer, effectivement, avec des anciens titres pour les réarranger et en même temps pour contacter tout le monde et pour avoir pour avoir tout le monde au même moment et en même temps pour pouvoir enregistrer. Je pense que la période Covid a dû aider beaucoup, quoi. Et je peux vous dire en plus que cet album, il contient quand même 40 pratiquement musiciens différents à l'intérieur. Il y a Jarko Aola de Terra Bastoni, Northern Kings, il y a aussi Rital Tizi Masterplan, Kimo Blun de Leverage, il y a Johnny Gioli Hardline, il y a Marco Jeetala, l'ex-bassiste de Nightwish, il y a quand même Pasi Rantanen et ainsi qu'Antti Reilo de Thunderstone, Elise Ride Amarante, il y a du monde, et Danny Vaughan de Ticketto. Ouais. As I say, there is a lot of artists, a lot of musicians on this album. This is a pure melodic hard rock.
Yeah, it's pure melodic hard rock because I would say that there's a lot of music and melodic hard rock songs are, you know, purely about music which I like. Otherwise, they wouldn't even be on the record. It's a classic melodic, I would say, station hard rock with a little metallic spices and modern twist. Times we really go in the AOR spirit. I would say it's kind of a look at my whole career, like my, you know, back catalog. If you think about my own idols, such as Rainbow, Deep Purple, Whitesnake, Kansas, Journey, etc., then you might as well hear their influence on the record.
Effectivement, c'est un album, le Come One, Come All, c'est un pur album de mélodique hard rock. Effectivement, il y a des sacrés noms. C'est aussi ce qu'il aime, notamment dans Rainbow, Deep Purple, Whitesnake et toutes les grosses stars, toutes les grosses puissances qui l'ont beaucoup influencé. C'est à l'intérieur, ça se ressent, effectivement, dans le son, les claviers, les voix, etc. Tout est là, quoi. C'est vraiment un très gros disque, quoi. And on each song's composed, did you have any idea of the choice of the singer?
Yes, when I started, I didn't have any idea who's singing which songs.
Ah, okay.
So actually, Marko Hietala was the first singer who I asked about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That do you want to sing on my record? And Marko said yes. So I didn't have any songs ready yet. So when I get the songs ready, then I started to think about who will sing and which songs. So it was but I think it went very well, because I think the songs fits very well the singer's voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it finally it was a good choice, and how we make it and who sings where. So I think I'm satisfied.
Ok, il est très satisfait des chansons qu'il a composées, effectivement, sur les chansons. Il avait une idée très précise hein, concernant les voix. Il a tenté, il a réussi, il les a contactés. Le premier qu'il a eu, c'était Marko Hietala, notamment, c'était il y a 5 ans déjà, hein, l'ex-bassiste de Nightwish, effectivement. Et donc, il est venu, il a chanté. Je pense qu'ils sont aussi très amis dans la vie. Et en même temps, les titres se vont parfaitement, se marient parfaitement avec les voix. Et ça, c'est le pari réussi, quoi. And Mirka, you also wrote this project for your 50th birthday.
Yeah. I first I planned that it come out, you know, when I turned 50, and yes, that I wanted it to come out the same time, and because it's like some kind of milestone for my career, and mm-hmm. of course, you know, kind of a birthday gift to myself, but yes. It came out now on the last month, and last month I turned 50, so it was a kind of a birthday gift to myself. So.
Ok, so, ce projet, il l'a fait pour son 50e anniversaire, c'est-à-dire que dès ses 50 ans, l'album est sorti à peu près dans la semaine où il a eu ses 50 ans, et voilà, il s'est fait un énorme cadeau en invitant une pléiade d'artistes sur Circuit Foie Froid, complètement dingue, avec des super chanteurs, des superbes artistes à l'intérieur, et vraiment là, il s'est fait vraiment plaisir. Hein. It's a very good idea. It's a long dream that came true, Mirka.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, it's a long dream. Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
And I'm really happy that I get all these singers and musicians for this album. But I have a lot of music colleagues and friends on left. What I want to do that I will make record with them as well. So that's the plan. And I'm planning for the next album.
Ah, ok. Voilà déjà une information. Il est déjà en train de tester pour le prochain album, pour la suite. Hein. Donc, il y aura bien une suite concernant le Circuit Soft Rock. Ça, effectivement, comme il le dit, c'est un long rêve qui s'est réalisé. Et en voilà une excellente idée. Mirka, 3 single tracks are released on your social media. Desperate Cry featuring yeah. Johnny Jolly, Crossroad featuring your brother yeah. and singer Pasi Rantanen, and In Times of Despair yeah. featuring Elise Reader. The message of your fans are really good, huh? amazing your fans, you know. Someone said Johnny Voices is out of this world, great songs. Another one said, okay, I love the drummer. It just seems like he is having fun, and he seems like a funny guy to have a beer with.
Yeah, that's true. Johnny's voice is it's you know, it's amazing, and I have always liked his sound, and I just want that Johnny will join my album. So I was so happy that he said that of course I'm in. So
right.
So that was great, because he's great. He's one of the best.
Well,
also Pasi Rantanen, and also he's really good as well. He's one of the best. Hard rock sounds in the world.
Yeah, him and Jeff Cozzotto are believable. Jeff Cozzotto and Johnny Gioioli are unbelievable. Great singer.
Yeah. Right. Ouais. That's true. Yeah.
Ouais, effectivement, hein, Johnny Gioioli, le chanteur de Hardline, qu'on a eu en direct hein, sur 213 Rock, effectivement, a participé à ce disque sur le single Desperate Cry. Il y met la voix. Hein. C'est un titre vraiment dans la veine Rainbow, Deep Purple, Hardline. C'est le titre parfait. On l'a joué souvent, en tout cas en single. On l'aura en sortie d'interview pour vous ce soir. Je l'ai choisi aussi. Il est très beau ce titre. Hein. And another one said, one of your fans said, I just don't think I could find any better rock songs out there. This is an excellent album. Crazy.
Okay. But I know because I have new songs ready, and
Okay.
I know there's a much better songs still coming. So stay tuned.
Ok, effectivement, il y a encore des meilleurs qui vont arriver, hein, donc sur la suite en tout cas du Circus of Rock, quoi. Mirka, you have worked and recorded on 30 albums during your 30 years of career, I guess, such
Yeah,
as
I think 40 albums.
40 albums, okay. And
Yeah.
you worked with Jan Warman of Children of Bodom. You worked with
Yeah.
Timo Kartipelto of Stratovarius.
Yeah.
Northern
Yes.
Kings, Revolution Renaissance with Timo Tolkki. Thunderstone, of
Yeah.
course, Nino Loren. And your band, King
Yeah.
Company, you are a very busy guy.
Yeah. I'm so happy that I have been so many projects during these years, but I can't say I'm so busy because every project and bands they happen in the different time. So it's pretty isn't okay. Now we have a King Company and Circus of Rock recordings at the same time, but I don't know. I'm not so busy, but I like that I have something to do because I really pour it if I haven't anything. I just enjoy that I have something to do all the time. I'm that kind of guy. I need to something to do, you know.
Ok, effectivement. Hein. Donc je
Yeah.
vous l'ai dit dans la liste, il a travaillé, donc il a 40 albums pour 30 ans de carrière déjà, et il a travaillé avec Jan Warman, il a de Children of Bodom, le clavier, il a travaillé avec Timo Kartipelto, qui est aussi son grand ami. Hein, c'était sur Épisode, je crois, donc son projet. Effectivement, il a été batteur aussi. Et donc Timo Kartipelto, qui est le chanteur de Stratovarius, Northern King notamment, avec le chanteur de Sonata Arctica, avec Tarja Turunen, avec effectivement une pléiade d'artistes, Révolution Renaissance, qui est aussi le projet de qui était le projet de, juste après Strato, de Timo Tolkki, Thunderstone, Nino Loren. D'ailleurs, on va en parler dans quelques instants, et son groupe King Company, effectivement, quoi. C'est ouais, un grand monsieur en Finlande, je vous le dis, c'est un grand grand monsieur, quoi. And Mirka, do you remember your show in a super act of Sinfonieque and Stratovarius in Paris in 2003?
Yeah, I remember that it was a yeah, great show. It was I can't remember the name of the place, but it was a really big place, and
Zenith,
there was
Zenith.
a lot of people. Yeah, I think maybe 5,000 people or something, and it was really big, great show. I remember that well. Of course, I remember that I show you then. So so
Yes.
but yeah, it was really great. It's one of the best shows on this tour because one of the biggest shows actually.
Yes.
So nice place, nice crowd. Everything was so great.
Ouais,
Yes,
c'était
but
un.
it's a lot of time of that. Maybe over 15 years or something like that. What was the year?
2003.
2003. Okay, yes. Oh, 18
Yeah.
years. Oh,
Yes.
wow.
Yeah, it was ni April 19, 19. No. Yes, April 19, 2003. That's right.
Oh,
Yeah,
okay.
I
You
remember the
remember
date
well.
exactly. I remember the date exactly because on the 20 something special happened on that day.
Yeah.
Donc, alors,
Yeah, but yeah.
le 19 avril 2003, eh ouais, c'était Mirka, il jouait avec Thunderstone à l'époque, et Nino Loren, qui est un plus grand producteur en Finlande, hein. Il travaille avec Apocalyptica et puis Netta Loren, etc. En tout cas, c'est un grand grand producteur en Finlande, et donc ils avaient ouvert pour la fameuse scène, notamment. C'était la grosse soirée NTS Sinfonie, et surtout Stratovarius en tête d'affiche au Zénith. C'était Thunderstone qui ouvrait le bal devant un Zénith complet. Il y avait à peu près 6 000 personnes. Et donc ce soir-là, effectivement, Mirka était à la batterie avec Thunderstone. C'était une soirée incroyable, inoubliable. C'était un 19 avril 2003, quoi. And then your show in France with Freedom Call, remember, in Bordeaux, and the member, yeah, in Bordeaux it was. Yeah, I was with you in Bordeaux.
Yeah, it was. I remember it was our first
Yes.
time in France with Thunderstone. We had two or three shows. I don't remember that.
Effectivement, et
But I
ensuite.
remember that we have a yeah. I remember that we have some train trip to somewhere, and you were also in a train, and we talk about some Gene
Yes.
Simmons things. That's what I remember.
Ok, effectivement, il y a eu aussi quelques dates avec
But
Freedom Call.
yeah, but. That I don't remember so well, but of course I remember the shows.
Ok.
Nice gigs, yeah.
Ok, c'est effectivement que c'était des super moments. Il y a aussi la tournée donc avec Freedom Call et Manigance. Et pareil, et tout, c'était Thunderstone qui ouvrait aussi, ils étaient là. Et il y a une bonne mémoire, quoi. And Mirka, just before the end, I guess you are working on the continuation of Circus of Rock project. And certainly a new King Company album for the next year, or the next 2 years.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the King Company album. When are we doing next? But I'm really sure that because I'm just now planning to make a new Circus of Rock album.
Okay.
I have some new songs ready and more are coming, and I'm started to making it. But it takes I know it takes next year to make new Circus of Rock ready. But that's what I'm doing now. And next time I'm going to tour with Raskas Teolua, this heavy Christmas special show in Finland.
Okay.
And this is what we do in a Christmas time. And then in the beginning of next year, I started some pre-production for the Circus of Rock album.
Okay.
That's my next plans.
Ok, donc alors son planning il est très simple. Hein. Il y a une tournée en Finlande là concernant les périodes de Noël, les fêtes de Noël. Ensuite, à partir de janvier, il attaquera la pré-production du prochain, la suite du Circus of Rock. Ça va être énorme. En tout cas, hâte et impatience d'entendre cela à l'arrivée, puisqu'il nous a promis que les titres seront encore meilleurs. Et les artistes, pour le moment, c'est encore un petit secret, mais je pense qu'on en saura un peu plus à partir de l'année prochaine, effectivement, début 2022, février, mars, on en saura un peu plus en tout cas. Mirka, thank you very much for this live interview tonight. Do you have a message for the audience tonight, please?
I have a message that I think that I hope that we will soon be able to get rid of this pandemic so that we can continue to act as normal with performance. But I would say that now it's very important for fans to buy records and fan products and come to gigs while they are there. This is how we can keep going and making our music for you.
Okay.
And thanks for all your support and see you at gigs or wherever. Keep on rocking.
Okay.
That's my.
C'était Circus of Rock. C'était Mirka Rantanen ce soir en direct sur 213 Rock on Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio. Je rappelle l'album Come One, Come All disponible en tout cas. Le track listing est le suivant. The Beat featuring Riku Turunen. Desperate Cry avec Johnny Jaioli. Sheriff of the Ghost Town, Marco Jetala. Never avec Kimo Blom. Ensuite In Times of Despair avec Elise Rideau. Crossroads avec son frère Pasi Rantanen. En 7, Coffin in the Middle avec Danny Vaughan of Ticketto. En 8, Playwood Covered Windows and Crappy Shoes anti-Raylo. 9, Age of Love, Rick Altizi. Set Me Free avec Jarko Aloha. Ensuite, Ever After avec Tommy Tuppel Salmela. Ensuite, No Reason avec Mark Key, le chanteur de Attentat Rock. Tears of the Clown de Eric Kramer et Burning, un titre notamment effectivement en bonus tract. Thank you very much for this live interview, Mirka, and hope to see you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, hope to see you. Tout de suite, on continue
thank
en musique.
Thank you very much.
Yes, you're welcome.
Yeah, it was nice to chat with you.
Of
yeah.
course. Desperate Cry, tout de suite, featuring Johnny Jaioli, Circus of Rock. Et d'ici dans à peu près moins de 10 minutes, on aura Eric Martens.